But how are you doing, Sally?
Not too bad at all. Yeah, a little drenched after this morning's networking, but on the whole, doing very well.
If someone is listening in for the first time, welcome along if you are. Can you give us a little bio, a little insight into what you and, like, obviously Essex Business Partnerships is?
Well, Essex Business Partnerships is predominantly a networking organisation. Apart from networking events, we also run a health and wellbeing event, which we came on the radio last month, we were talking about, which was very, very successful. Some fantastic speakers, and went down very, very well within the community. And that was in collaboration with Essex Cricket. And then since then, we've had quite a few networking events. We had a second meeting for our construction businesses and affiliated businesses. That was, again, very, very popular. It had 50 businesses sign up for that one.
We've
had
50?
50, right. Yeah. We're wanting to make it a big community within Essex for the construction, and, you know, a place where they can go to speak to people. And Leanne came to that as well, because that's affiliated businesses can be in the construction. We then had our second supporting women in business, and that again was very, very popular, and that was at the Lounge Wine Bar in Ingatestone. Julie Bell also being a woman business owner. So that was being very successful. But we've had lots of networking events that we've run as well, and we're in the planning stages of our business show, which we host in May, or May the 15th, at Greenwoods Hotel and Spa. So any business that is interested in having a stand, they're there for the taking.
Well, the clue is in your title, but you really do a lot of networking, don't you, really? That's how it works.
Well, I network the organisation as well as run networking events. So it's bringing businesses together. It's the communication, getting them to know each other and building the trust and the relationships. And then it can go from there for the collaborations and the growth. So
I think when it's something that you love as well, which you obviously do, I can see your passion. If people were here, they'd be able to tell Sally. And so, and I think you, when you enjoy it as well, that makes a difference as well to the other members as well, right? Because they know it's working.
Yeah, totally. It's just nice to meet the different businesses, and businesses that you never dream that you'd ever meet. You know, they've diverted from their initial idea, and they've evolved into something else. And it's just a big community, and yeah, very friendly. And yeah, you just get to know them, and you have friends that go for years. And yeah.
So speaking of network, though, it is the start of a new season, and you thought, Sally, it'd be lovely to colour the studio, let's just say, with one of your members, Leanne Reason. Hello.
Hello, Joe.
Hello. How are you doing? You're okay?
Yes,
you settled
good,
in?
Thanks.
Yeah, can I give away your secret, what happened before we started? I said, have a drink of water first. And what did you do?
I squeezed the bottle too hard and it went everywhere.
That's right, yeah. So that was a brilliant start to the first time on radio. So listen, like I said, going to colour the studio. You are an interior designer, right?
Yes.
How did you hear about Essex Business Partnership, or as I say now, EBP?
I actually know one of the other members that belong to Essex Business Partnership, so she invited me along, and that's when I met Sally and everybody else, really.
Great. And how does that work for you? What has it done for you, joining the Essex Business Partnerships?
It's just widening people that I know,
and
obviously meeting with trades that I like to work with, and it's building that relationship.
Sure.
Like Sally says, it's networking is really important.
Yeah, because a lot of people just think like networking online nowadays, but it doesn't always work. You do have to have sort of like face-to-face to catch up with people, you know, and I think that really makes a difference. But let's get back to you now, Leanne, right? So were you kind of an art student or anything? Because how did you get into interior designing? So,
Well, I've always loved it. Even from when I was young, I used to help my mum design my bedroom, always changing my ideas, helping mum. She was the decorator of the family. So helping her. But I didn't know how to get into it. So I went down the route of a PA for a little while. Yeah. And then I thought, no, one day I'm going to do this. And it was actually in lockdown. I was homeschooling my daughter in the morning. I thought, do you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to look into it. And that's how I started.
Wow.
I've helped family and friends over the years. Mm. And I obviously have studied interior design with the National Design Academy. So, done quite a bit over the years, but never really did anything. So, in a way, lockdown worked for me.
Yeah, because you made it your own business, essentially. Something that you was always interested in. Obviously, then you trained professionally to make sure that you could run your own business as you're doing now. So, you're not just helping out friends and family now, but that's a brilliant way to start out. And how lucky were your friends and family? That's what I'm... So, I mean, if I hadn't known you then, Leanne, we need loads doing to be fair. But why, do you know what, Mick, why do you think that people need interior designers? When you can really sort of like just pop round to your local sort of like warehouse, let's just say, you know what I mean, pick up a brochure with ideas. What can you provide that a brochure can't?
Personality. Yeah. And it's bespoke to my clients. Mm. Yeah, you can copy a picture off from a magazine, from Pinterest, from anywhere. But it's putting the family stamp on the room and making it personal to them.
How long have you been going?
Really sort of locked down when I thought, no, I'm going for this. Yeah. And I actually did a few e-designs, which was all via email. So they'd send me pictures, measurements. I'd talk to them, you know, Zoom calls, and then send the designs over to them.
Brilliant, brilliant. So that's what I mean. So this one, a lot of people, I hate talking about the COVID years, but sometimes it really did inspire people to actually look at themselves, you know, look in the mirror and think, okay, look, there's something I'm really passionate about. Let's make this work kind of thing. And you're proof of that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. What was it that actually really then made you like, okay, I'm really going to go for this. I want to start my own business. I've got all the tools required, literally, as well. So what actually gave you that final push to really go for it?
I suppose I was talking to a friend who had just done a coaching course actually, and she was asking me questions. She said, why are you waiting? Just go for it. You know, I mean, me and my husband, I think over the years we've actually renovated 12 homes. Mm. So that's either we've lived in them, we've sold them on, or we've rented them out. Mm. So we've got the experience of working with trades, and then doing the design in my own house, and like I say, helping friends and family.
Yeah.
And she was just like, why are you waiting? I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Mm. How that happens. Yeah. So a lot of people never sort of like then take it much forward, do they?
Just, no.
Yeah, so that's a wonderful thing to do. And now, like you say, with Essex Business Partnerships, being a member, that really helps you think of other things as well, maybe that could help enhance your business that you'd never even thought of. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. It's meeting all those different people from different sectors that you think, oh, wow, you know, that's a good contact to know if a client comes up with and needs something that they might, you know, provide.
So it really is a collaboration, isn't it? But do you find that yourself, Sally, that some people come back to you and say, wow?
Yes, we do. It's even like the last construction event. They were talking collaborations in the room already where they hadn't met the people before.
Mm.
And it's like, I didn't even realise you were there. Mm-hmm. Going forwards, you'll definitely be on our radar. So it is just bringing people together. And there's a lot of people out there that have never networked before. Mm. And they go on social media, they do this, that and the other. But it's the long haul. It's quicker when you're meeting face to face, when you're seeing the people in the room. You can build that relationship, and that trust comes over the body language. So really, it's the people in the room, and then you can start talking. There's so much you can do on when you do the internet, on Zoom or whatever, but you don't really get to know the person. And some people you just don't take to, and there are others that you do. So yeah, and I think Leanne would agree, it comes a lot quicker. You build that relationship a lot quicker, and it's just nice to meet the people, you know, they talk about, and they're in a relaxed environment and they like it. It's even new timers that come along, it's like, you know, it's their first networking event, but it's making them feel relaxed. And they go away and they say, you know, many times I've had people come in and say, oh, it's our first meeting, but it's been really relaxed, really nice, thank you for having us, it's been a great. So it is bringing about making people feel relaxed, and then they talk more, and then you get to know them more. It's not all about talk business, it's talking about other things. So and it's great to see what kind of businesses are coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah, but like you say, it's not always businesses as well, because it's charities, obviously, from the 21 Up movement, you know.
Yeah, we've got loads of charities in our organisation, and they all collaborate together. And it's not, I'm not for competition, because there are businesses out there that are competitive, but why can't you do collaboration? You can't have everything. There's so many businesses out there, but you might get a little bit of something or nothing at all. So what's best? A little bit of something. So collaboration. And sometimes it's that where you can pick up the phone and you feel you're not on your own.
Where you can ask
a question, or we've got another lady, haven't we, that comes to the ladies' event, and she does another form of interior design. Well, it's a completely different form of interior design, and I think Leanne and her can work really well together. And I know You had a lunch with her last week. So it's just, you don't know. You don't meet those people. How would you meet those people unless they weren't at the event? So, yeah.
And like you say with the Zoom ones as well, you can't always tell, can you? Because, you know, you kind of sort of like get the feel of it when you meet someone. Even just in general, you meet someone, you think, oh, well, I'd really get on with them. I could have a coffee with them. And it's the same thing. I could work in business with them, or, you know, it was a really nice contact to have. So I completely get that. And I know a lot of people kind of don't understand that still. They might think it's a little bit old school, but actually, no, it's really not now. And actually, going back to COVID, I think it's kind of flipped a little bit there as well and gone back to the way it is. I suppose that's why yours is getting more and more successful, Sally.
Yeah, and we had 5 new members last week, which was really good. You know, I was speaking to someone, I said, you're not the newest member. What? He said, no, someone else has come on board. So, yeah, we attract people in all different businesses, different sizes. So it's great to see. And it's just meeting those people. You just, it's not necessarily the people in the room. Mm. But you've got to think of who they know. And it's amazing, you know, and it's how everybody in that room is there for a purpose. They want to talk about their business. They want to meet people. So, yeah, it's just having that communication. And you don't have to be shy because, well, you can be, but you don't feel to be awkward either, because most people don't mind if you just side up to them and listen to the conversation. And then you become, it's not like normally if you're out with a family, you wouldn't just stand next to somebody. You think, well, who the hell's this? But, you know, if in networking, you can do that. Of you course, don't have to feel awkward. So
you provide that space. That's what you do for people to feel comfortable, to just be in an environment where you can literally go up to anyone and say, oi, do you know that if anyone does this or I hear you do that? I don't know if that's how you work, or that's probably why I wouldn't. I need to go along maybe to learn how to do that, really. But there you go. But listen, can we get back? Because it's all about me now. Because spring is almost sprung, right? And I am thinking about doing something, different colour schemes. So, Leanne, going back to you, have you got any tips for us for the latest trends?
It's all about obviously bringing out the outside in still and lots of colour. So, but you do have to be careful with colour because, as I always say to people, test, because it does change in different lights. But brown is very big at the moment.
Oh, is it?
I know that sounds awful. A lot of people go, ooh, brown. Yeah. But they have made some really nice shades of brown.
Really?
So take a look at that. But, yeah, so your dark blues and your dark greens are still in with nice, what I call, dirty pinks.
Yes. So the brown sort of like, is it verging on kind of the goldy kind of looking thing rather than the sort of deep, dark kind of mahogany brown or something like that? Again, I just need to know because I quite like the idea of that.
So it kind of depends on the way your room's looking, the way it faces, you know, north, south, east, west, because that will make a change. But the goldy browns and even the reddy browns are really big. And we're kind of still with the grey, so they work well with grey. So bringing in these colours is really good.
Mm. So if I wanted to say, right, I need an interior designer, a lot of people think of interior designers, you can only do that if you are in the probably top wage bracket, right, to be able to do that. But as that isn't the case, though, is it? So what services do you actually provide then, Leanne?
My services are bespoke, depending on how much the client wants me to do for them. But it all starts with a 90-minute in-home consultation. It is charged, but it's a 90-minute in-home.
Well, it's 90 minutes, so you expect that to be. Goodness me, yeah.
But it's talking about any room you want.
Yeah.
Walk in a room, say, oh, God, what can I do with this? And then, you know, I have a colour chart with me, and we go through and we discuss layout, and we can discuss, you know, window treatments, anything you want in those 90 minutes.
Wow.
And then if that's all you need, that's all you need.
Wow.
And then if you want to go further and you want me to do more, then we can sit down and discuss how much more you want me to do. And I can put together a quote according to what your needs are.
Brilliant. So from every level, really.
Yes.
That's great stuff. See, that's something I didn't know, you see. I thought someone came in, flounced around, started throwing some scatter cushions everywhere, sort of things, like putting some petals somewhere, opening a few curtains, and that's it. I didn't realise it sort of like was that involving. That's amazing. So, Leanne, where can we find you then if we want to have a look on the website? Brooklyninteriors.co.uk.
Yes.
And it's interiors, not interior.
Yeah, interiors.
Brilliant stuff. And Sally, what have you got coming up?
got our monthly networking events that everybody can see on our events page. And like I say, in May, we've got our business show. So that is what we're really promoting at the Greenwoods Hotel and Spa. So any business out there that would like to showcase their business, meet new contacts, expand their show outside of their local area, they're more than welcome. It's members and non-members are Brilliant. Allowed. It was a great day last year. It was a lovely day where people were networking in the gardens, lunch in the gardens. It was a really nice, relaxing day, but with businesses. We had over 200 businesses throughout the day that came in, or people fair. From businesses. So, yeah, great opportunity. It's not one of the large events as such, but it is a nice, looking at 40 stands, so it's a nice, comfortable, it doesn't need to be big. No. It doesn't need to be big at all.
It'd be great to catch up and find out more about that on next month, because obviously you'll be back the second Tuesday next month, because it's flying by already, to be fair. And when's the next women's network, and how can people get involved in that if someone wants to come along?
The next women's network is the first Tuesday of the month, so I'm going to say it's going to be the 2nd of April,
right,
straight after Easter.
Oh, okay.
Literally straight after Easter, yeah. But yeah, it's open to all.
But people can sign up on the website.
All on the website, yeah.
And the website is
www.essexbusinesspartnerships.org.uk.
Leanne, is there anything else you'd like to say about your business before you go? No, I won't let you mind the water as well. I'm a little bit more concerned about the water again. But I did ask you, as I do all my guests for the first time who come along to the studio, if you've got a song. I didn't have it, but what have we got?
Okay, so we've gone for Robin Schultz and David Guetta featuring Cheats Code, called Shed Light, A Light.
Leanne, it's really nice meeting you. Obviously, Sally, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Jo.
I don't know what the song's going to be, but let's go for it. Here we go. You ready? Are you keeping me out of business? What I'm asking for is forgiveness. Are you even listening? Am I talking to myself again?